Baby, we don't need these. We have dice. Do you just want a dice to play with? Here, you can just
purple.
Purple? Here's a purple dice really just to play with. Okay.
What is it?
Cheese and stuff.
You know, I don't even know that we need like the full. We'll just stay in character because it'll be fun. Your Princess Cielo, or Princess Cialis, if you recall. Here's Boleyn of the Shimmering Sound. Hadley, you are Talita.
Oh, you remember.
Nice.
You are Regan, the archer, who we were calling Rogan.
Ragnar?
No, Regan.
We were calling him Rogan.
Okay, so I'm going to try and make this be a little bit...
Is this from before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christmas.
There's your map from last time, but this is going to be totally different.
This is okay. Two Christmases ago.
Two Christmases.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
So, there's no exposition other than you all suddenly and inexplicably find yourself locked in a triangular room. And this room has... It's the shape of a triangle, and on each wall there is a door. And on the three doors, on one of them, there is etched a picture of a tree. And if you want, I don't know, Mama, do you have any vis-a-vis pens? Or?
I might.
Sometimes it helps to have someone just keep a drawing of...
We're doing a fantasy escape room. Fantasy escape room.
Lava feels hungry, so he eats one fantasy num num.
Take it off. No, we don't have to do that necessarily. Unless these dice on this table are really loud. I don't want it like just rolling the whole time if we can help it. See, that's really loud, baby. I don't want to hear that. I'm sorry.
Do it on your character sheet.
Yeah. It'll be...
I'm on level 7. Max attack 8.
Well, I'm going to put mine right here because I'm Toledo.
Okay. I hope there's battling. Is there any battling?
There'll be some battles.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
I think Grampy can be our cartographer.
You want him to draw it?
Well, he did a good job last time.
Okay.
Here you go,
Grandpa.
Okay.
So it's a triangular room.
So I'll back up. You're in a triangular room, and on each wall, there is a door. One door has a tree drawn on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One door has a cactus drawn on it.
I want to have one of those.
And one door has kelp drawn on it.
I think I know where this is going.
Now, this room has, in one of the corners of the room, it has a locked treasure chest. And that's a very pretty kelp. Keep in mind that there might be other things beyond these doors that...
You're going to need to draw, so don't make it too big.
So there's a locked box in one of the corners of this room. It doesn't matter for your mapping which. Okay, and in the center of this room, there is a giant hoop made out of black stone that is polished almost to look like metal.
A hoop?
A big hoop that you could walk through. And this hoop has three settings. It's currently, it has like a lever that's pointing straight up in the middle.
I hope I win.
And then there's a forward position and a back position. So you can adjust this hoop into three positions. Okay, and you all wake up in this room having no idea how you got there, and that's where we start.
You guys
are all a team, so you can discuss, you know, what you want to do or try or.
Lava tries to bust open the chest with the EQ hammer.
Okay, so roll your dice.
Ooh, 13.
So Lava takes a big swing at this chest and it goes and you can't break it open.
It doesn't open?
Nope.
Alright.
Lava. Who's turning it out?
I did it to the lock.
There's no lock.
You hit the box, it does not open. It has a keyhole in the box, but it is locked tight.
There is no lock on the box.
Brand new paper towels aren't working.
It's like a treasure chest.
I try to open it with the dragon slayer.
Okay.
Okay, he's over in the corner, but he's working on this box. It's not opening. It's locked tight.
And I'm rubbing my head.
Do you
want to
do anything?
Oh, we're not playing in turn?
No, you guys are all just like a party right now. You can all act freely. And
I'm going to turn the dial towards...
Move the dial left or right, forward or backwards.
Towards the kelp door.
No, the doors are just there, and there's a hoop in the middle of the room.
And right now it's in neutral, and she's putting... What does it go? What did you say it was? Back and forward?
Yeah, so there's a forward, there's a middle position, and there's back.
And it's in the middle.
Okay, so I'm going to turn the dial to the left.
To the left. Back.
Forward or back?
Back.
Say back.
Back.
Okay. So that's all you're going to do? Just turn the lever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you turn the lever, and you hear all of these kind of mechanical noises, and chunking and whirring, and the hoop kind of glows and then stops, and that's all that seems to happen.
Nothing happens.
Well, I will say that there is next to the hoop. There's a little pot, and when you turn it back, there was formerly a little plant growing in it. And when you turned it back, that plant just sort of like withered back down into the ground and it was gone. So that's the only change to this room.
So if you push it forward, maybe the plant will grow to the ceiling.
So I'm going to push the thing forward and step through the hoop. Do I have to roll?
I'm sorry, Nona.
Two.
What is that?
That's
mean?
Fine. So now Ragar, Rogaine. Right. Pushes the thing forward, and the same kind of whirring noises happen.
And it glows, and I step through the hoop.
And that pot, you watch as the thing is firing up. Actually, you know what? Yeah, well, this is how this mechanic works. So when you guys all walk through this hoop, when you get to the other side, you're in the same room, but the little plant has now grown and has got flowers and fruit.
I can do it.
Stop doing that.
Okay, I want to open the door with the tree on it.
Okay. Okay, so what's your name? No, you can open the door.
That's
the only time you really need a roll is if it's like there's some challenge. Yeah.
Okay. Or like trying
to open the door
with the
tree on it.
Princess Cielo. Princess Cialis goes to the tree door and opens it up and looks, and you guys all kind of gaze through this doorway, and you just see this vast expanse of barren hills and
I knew
and
it.
Nothing.
Barren? No trees?
No trees? Barren. I knew it.
How'd you know that?
I know there's gonna be a plot twist from the doors.
When
you always have something in it. So it's like, there's gotta be no trees in that door.
Okay, Talita's gonna hang back. She's not gonna walk through the door.
I'm not gonna walk through then.
Now this is
you look through and it looks pretty bad. It's just bleak.
And I'm gonna turn the knob backwards so that back again.
So it goes back?
While the door is open to do a perception check.
I got three,
okay, so
guys.
you turn the hoop backwards, three. And you get all this whirring, and you guys step through it, and now there's nothing in the pot again, and you go
three.
Back to the jungle door.
Mm-hmm. What do we see?
Tree door.
And you look out, and you see just this huge rainforest.
Oh! Whoa, and what are we trying to do? Get out of the thing?
You guys are trapped in this room.
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
Okay.
So now we could go through the door into the rainforest.
Can we go through the door?
Yeah, do you want to?
Into the rainforest?
Do you want to go through the door, Huxley?
I mean, I'm a level 7, so cool.
Okay.
I do,
I'm a level 1.
I do, too.
You guys could also now know the mechanic. You can see what happens with the other doors or even what
guys.
The other...
Oh, yeah.
This one
I
want
to look through on the cactus door while the thing is in backwards.
Yeah.
Level scavenge to see what is around. I, like, look around.
Okay, so you're kind of checking out, but Rogaine goes to the cactus door.
Because it's what I like. It's also my thing.
Okay.
But I put a little hot dog.
You know, if everyone is constantly talking, it's going to be really hard to move through this. So Grampy is now looking through
the cactus door. With the thing in reverse.
And you guys open it up and you look out and you see this beautiful... just green plains and buildings and people and this beautiful oasis with all these people living in a big village.
This is the desert,
but it's now a big oasis and a village.
Where's the dial?
The dial is back.
It's back.
So on back.
Yeah, so we have a
Kayla knew that.
Rainforest
right
out of one door and a gorgeous little oasis with happy people and another cactus door. Someone better look out the kelp door. That's the ocean.
I moved the switch sideways and looked out.
Don't you want to look out the kelp door while you're in this backwards?
In the backwards?
Yeah, okay. The backwards.
But then after that, I put the switch sideways and see what happens.
One action.
Okay, you guys look through this door. You open the kelp door and you look out, and you guys are actually, it's as if you're standing in the, I don't know what you'd call it, but the cabin of a ship. And you're out on the ocean and it's relatively calm. And you're out on the ocean. It's like a pirate ship, but you're actually
on the bridge.
You're on the bridge.
Looking out at the calm.
So everything sounds pretty good in the past.
Yeah, in the past everything is really good.
So if these doors are now open, can we... Oh wait, that chest probably needs something. We need to figure that out. So do we want to leave before we see what's in the treasure chest? Or we could always come back.
I think we should find out what's in the treasure chest.
That's what we should do.
What, Hadley?
That's
what we should do. What should we do?
I want to push the treasure chest through the hoop while it's in the backwards thing.
The treasure chest is just—it's this big magical box that you cannot open. There's a key. You can't really move it. You can't smash it. It's just there.
Okay. Well, obviously we have to find a key and come back. So we want to go sailing in the ocean. We want to go to the oasis with the people. Or do we want to step into the
rainforest?
You can also see how these things change.
Oh yeah, let's do that. That's a good idea. Well, let's put the thing into.
Even said that.
Yeah.
He said let's
move the lever to forward.
There's also a middle position, right?
Yeah, middle is that's where we started.
Yeah, this is where you started.
Yeah. But we never looked out the door then.
Yeah. Can't you move it like sideways?
Yeah,
well, there's a middle.
Yeah, see, there's the
you guys have now seen. You guys have now all seen the past.
You can move the lever back on the hoop or forward in the hoop.
Or
right now, or
in the middle.
We'll leave it in the middle.
There's three positions.
Now we know that this turns into a desolate wasteland if you go forward.
Forward, it's a desolate wasteland, and we know backwards, it's a green forest. We don't know what's in the middle. So maybe you're right, Hux. We should put it into the middle. And look out every door.
Okay, so Lava goes up and grabs the thing and puts it back straight up, and it spins and whirs, and you guys walk through it. And again, the little plant next to it is now just kind of growing. It's like just a little plant. What do you guys do? You're on the other side now.
Lava looks through the doors.
Which door?
One? The cactus.
Okay. So you look through the cactus door, and... what was formerly this just beautiful kind of oasis, pastoral place is now looking more like an industrial city with smokestacks and
Vegas.
Power plants. It looks like Vegas. Yeah.
I know what's going on.
So look out another door, Hux. Go look out the tree door.
Tree door.
Okay, you look out the tree door and you see that this formerly lush jungle is now being destroyed by a giant monster that's chopping down all the trees.
Toledo
rushes in.
And her strong muscles.
Toledo rushes in with her strong muscles.
Did she get through the door?
Yeah, you guys all walk through the door.
Of what?
Of the jungle.
Toledo, the jungle door? You want to go in the jungle?
And when you guys walk through this door, you turn behind you and it's gone.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I
was afraid of
that. That's not in your mouth, is it?
Get the dice out of your mouth.
She's got a huge dice in her mouth.
Yeah, you're going to choke on that.
Take it out, please.
Hadley, do not put that in your mouth again.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay. So which door? We walked through this rainforest door with the monster.
So now you guys
trees?
Are stuck.
Wait.
We're right here?
Yeah, but the monster is cutting the trees, not monster
destroyed
trees.
Destroyed the trees.
Yeah,
there's this big
now,
kind of machine.
Now
and when I say big, it's probably like 2 stories tall. It's a big mechanical
cutting machine.
It's just
like a mobile sawmill.
That's slicing down all the trees.
Her cat is going to destroy with his little claws.
I want to create a marker as soon as we see that the door is missing.
Okay, so
I want to plant maybe my harpoon staff and a little...
Where the door was.
I'm going to rip off a thing of my...
Okay, so Talita marks where the door previously was. Yeah. Not, you're not Talita, she's Talita. Yeah. But yeah.
So you made the flag where the door used to be?
Yep.
And as you guys are sitting there kind of lollygagging, the tree cutting machine turns around and looks at you.
Uh-oh.
And you can tell just by the way it's posturing that it is menacingly looking at you like, what are you doing in my forest?
Let's roll initiative.
And it starts walking towards you.
Uh-oh, what are you going to do?
Rather than
next?
Doing the whole initiative, let's just go around in the sequence.
To entertain it.
You're going to entertain it? Okay.
Yeah, like with the ghost walk, show me what too. I can do. I'm like, so, and then like plant some more trees for him to just wreck.
How are you going to get the
trees? So Lava looks at the machine.
You're a muscle.
And he starts doing a kind of a...
Entertain the machine.
And
should I
roll? Yeah, let's roll.
Talita's gonna do that too.
Yeah, roll again because that hit her page. And
what does he have, like a...
He's got the silver tongue grip.
I'm gonna do that
16.
Too.
Don't you have plus...
charm or whatever?
Yeah.
Plus intelligence. Type of intelligence.
I thought...
Okay, I think that this kind of works. He's... And somehow he has seeds about his person. And so he's kind of like... planting tree seeds as he is dancing. And so this thing is now fixated on Lava. It is obviously confused. It even kind of tilts its head like a confused dog.
I let everybody pass.
And as long as he keeps it up, it's just kind of looking at him.
Okay, so can I do something? Or?
We're going to go in order. See what you guys...
I am going to run and... I can heal. I have a tiara of insight. Can I use that?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, and so with my tiara, I am going to try to channel the monster machine's purpose and make a change.
And make a change?
Yeah. So on, are you cutting one? It's a growing one?
Yeah, roll your dice. That's how this goes.
Well, I'm just trying to tame it. I'm trying
Is that big? That's pretty good.
Wow.
So while it's watching Lava doing his planting.
I'm trying to tame it.
You're trying to tame it. Talita gets close enough where...
I'm Princess Cielo.
Princess Cielo. And you start to sense that inside of this machine is some form of intelligence, that there is a person that's actually operating it, and that I don't know if with your 12 that you're actually going to influence the change, but you at least sort of divine its purpose, and that this is his job. And this is chopping down the forest, and he's going to get paid, and this is just what he does. But he's not too happy that there's these alligator monsters all of a sudden.
12. 12.
All right, 12. So now it's me.
Out of 20?
You're 24.
So you
success?
Big
success. Okay, so what are you
going to do? So let's see, what have I got here?
Rogan.
Right.
Grampy.
Rogan.
What does that say? Something, skills and magic.
Hey, guys.
What?
You are my guy's best friend.
Yeah?
You fell down? Bummer.
I can't either, so I'll go with this bottom one. So while he's distracted and wondering about these other two, I'm going to take my two sticks of dynamite and disable it so it can't move to mess up where the door was.
You've got dynamite?
Yeah.
He does dynamite.
Two sticks. So I want to disable the robot so that we can at least...
Roll to see
if
it works.
Get a 20.
16.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think with this planted demolitions charge, that this, you put one in each leg.
Yeah, and he's like,
and
disabled.
One of them blows up and the whole thing kind of flops over. The other one goes off and kind of opens the door. And this little man comes rolling out and lands on the ground. And he's kind of shocked and angered and confused.
Okay, so now we got to figure out what he's
Mastery.
Up to. That would be
That's
up
right.
to you.
Hmm.
At least we know he can't wipe out where the planet is.
Maybe can
flag,
you come sit?
Right, the thing can't like.
I would like to use my life water.
I wish I had some money.
Your life water? And what is
it? Three per session, three per game.
And what are you going to do with it?
Life water, I'm going to restore the trees that have already been cut down
I
and
got
restore
another
their life
one.
Force.
Oh. All the trees?
This is the main area. I'm going to be in the main area. I want the trees to kind of hold the machine down in like this.
The machine is definitely disabled, but roll, and then based on your roll, tell me what the outcome is.
Okay.
I wish I had some money.
Hadley, you're kind of just being destructive and obnoxious.
Seven.
Oh, I thought it was a one.
So I think you do
one
succeed in having some trees grow back up. So at least in the immediate area, you're able to restore the forest around where you guys are.
All right.
And now, little bull in a china shop, what do you do?
What are you going to do?
You've got a little...
Without putting the dice in your mouth.
You have to roll this
without getting one stuck up your nose, you're stepping on your character sheet, which is erasing it.
Hadley, what do you have? Let me see what you got.
I feel like Alex Trebek on Celebrity Jeopardy.
You have a sword. You have a wand, baby. What are you going to do with your wand?
Yeah, what do you do with your wand?
I'm going to spill the monster, and I'm going to get a giant hand to spank the tree monster cuts down
spank
the
it?
Tree.
Spank it? Giant hand.
Okay. Here, I want you to roll this dice. Don't put it up your nose or in any other hole of yours. Will you roll the
dice?
Roll the dice. Yep, roll them both. You've got advantage. Because. Well, that's a one. What's the other one? Well, here, roll it again because it went off the table.
Roll it again.
Hadley, roll this again.
Oh, well,
here, no, pick it up.
She
pick
got
it up.
A 14 on the
okay.
Gently.
Yeah, just kind of
got
toss
a four.
Them.
There you go.
Nice. Four.
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 14.
We're going to add them up so she gets an 18.
Yeah,
okay.
Hadley.
Okay.
High five.
So Hadley cast a spell. What do you say when you cast the spell? That is said,
okay.
And a big phantom hand comes out and picks up the little man and spanks him on the butt. And when he lands, he says, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'll change my ways."
He says, "Oh my jeans."
Oh my jeans.
No. You know what I do?
And he goes rushing back and starts a political movement that changes the whole monster logging industry.
I give him
and
my waddle.
The door opens up right where your little staff is.
Oh, okay.
I think we should get... Wait, we were trying to get out of the thing anyway. That was our goal, wasn't it? To get out of the door?
Well, the door locked, and now with the...
Do we even want to go back in there?
But we don't want to be there. Well, we probably want the... We would, whatever's in the chest.
We don't have a key yet, though. It's just a big box of a keyhole.
We have to find a key. I think we maybe have to defeat all of the three...
Yeah, but the goal was to just get out of the triangle room,
the
right?
Hoop,
that was our goal, is just to get away.
I think to the hoop there's
well,
going to be
unless
a
unless you
want
to find a place to live in one of these places.
All right, so, Hux, we're going to go back into this triangle room and scope out what's going on in the other worlds? Or what?
I sort of just want to wreck the pirate ship. I don't know why.
All right, so let's
okay,
go
so
check
you guys,
out the pirate ship door.
Okay, so you guys go back
into the room,
but and you
I'm
go
not
to the kelp door.
You go right across to the kelp door. We're still in the middle.
Arrow? Still in the middle.
Still
in the middle.
Okay, you guys.
I have a question. Wait. Before I do that, can we close the door? Can I push the thing to the center and look at the forest again?
To the center? You're in the
center.
No, forward. Forward and look at the forest.
Oh, no, forward is bad. There's no forest.
I
want
to see what happens.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, Talita pushes it to the future, and she looks out, and it's not... Oh, Bolin. Sorry, everyone's Talita me. And it's not the glorious rainforest that it was to begin with, but it's a forest. It's and all the people are living and eating granola and not bathing, and it looks pretty nice. All
right, excellent. Well done, team. Mm.
Save the little forest.
Save
world.
The forest.
By spanking.
And dynamite.
Everyone just took a quick, swift spank in the butt.
And that's a little spank.
I wanted to give
her
the guy
politics.
His
can't
waddle, but too late. It's too late.
Okay. So now, Hux, we're going to go through the pirate ship door.
Maybe
and
do me
okay.
A,
so,
I want
so you guys, yeah.
So we're looking through the pirate ship.
I want to put it to the path.
You guys already saw it.
You already did that.
Yeah, because I want to go onto the pirate ship.
You want to go back
onto
the past
we
pirate
can
ship?
Go, mm-hmm. You got to go pee-pee, baby?
I'm going to the pirate ship.
Well, why don't you... I recommend that you go, because you've already seen everything from the past. I think you should go back to the present, where you just were, and check out the pirate situation.
Because we haven't seen the present.
I think it'll fit pretty well.
Okay.
Okay, so I put it to the...
Other?
I keep it to the middle.
In the middle. And you go through the kelp door, and you walk out, and it's the same ship, but there's a fire burning, it's tossing and turning, and there's a full-fledged swashbuckling pirate battle.
Going on, right before
going
your
on,
eyes.
Right on this ship.
Fun.
Do you go through the door, or are you just looking through the door?
I want to beat up some pirates.
Yeah, you do.
A lava, dang it.
I want to
lava, eat. A lavington.
So I use my EQ
smash.
Hand and just smash the middle of the boat and see what happens.
You're just going to smash the boat that you're on?
No. I put it where lava I am in. So there's like an earthquake in the middle.
Okay, lava goes out on the deck of this boat.
Lava, I don't like this idea. I'm on this boat too.
Yeah, you guys walk through this door and the door disappears.
Oh, we're on the burning pirate ship. What
pirate
have you done?
Ship with a huge
a big
care.
Fight.
Okay, roll the dice.
Well, we care.
I just want to bash some pirates in the head.
This is the perfect opportunity to do exactly that. A three.
Uh-oh. I think you're going to get bashed
So explain
in the
to me what
well,
move you're doing here.
Talita has magic to go back
I just wanted
to beginning.
Bash a couple pirates.
So that would be, that would be weapons and attacks.
That's a good...
So you smash the ship. You're going to hit the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wind up your hammer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you come down
with a three.
I think this one goes here.
Yeah. The three doesn't necessarily mean it's a weak attack. I just think it means the outcome is not what he wanted it to be. So you hit the boat, and you crack the hull, and the whole thing now starts to sink.
Great.
You guys
now we're on
a sinking, burning pirate ship with people fighting. And you start to notice that there's two different sides of pirates. There's the black pirates and the red pirates. And you see one of the pirates around his neck is a chain, and he's got a gold key on the end of the chain.
We need the key!
But there's also, I mean, there's a whole battle going on. So, all right, Cialis, what's your
move? My gosh, okay.
Well, on my next turn, I want to...
Offer the pirates some Cialis.
Make them all fall in love with you.
One hand magic stun. What do I have on the top? That's my weapon.
On the top? One hand magic stun, yeah.
What is that?
No, I got my dice.
Oh, ish.
Just ask for it.
That is a
back.
Mouse problem.
Yeah, a little problem.
You know how the mouse could help you?
Okay, so who are you going to stun?
Okay, let's see. Which pirate had the key on it?
One
the black or the red?
I think one of the red pirates.
Okay, has the key.
Yeah.
All right, I want to stun the red pirate with the key.
Okay. Stun him with what? Your good looks?
I have stun
power. He has a one hand.
I have one hand magic stun.
Come on, you gotta roll.
Roll for the stun.
You only have a dice.
Okay.
I remember when she could stop a clock.
What is it?
Eight.
You guys are having a hard time with your rolls.
That's less than out of 20. That's not so good.
So
he stumbles backwards.
Okay, so you fire your one-hand magic stun, but right when you do that, the sinking boat rocks, and you hit the guy right behind or right to the side of him, who's actually rearing up, and as he gets stunned, he comes down and he slices the red pirate who has the key. And that pirate now, mortally wounded, is like stumbling towards the edge of the sinking boat.
Okay.
Into the ocean.
Towards the ocean.
We have to dive towards him and get the key, honey. What are you going to do?
I'm going to use my leopard skin cape. Save him.
Of course you are.
You just use it. You put it under your skin.
I am wearing a leopard skin cape.
What's the state of the boat right now?
It's sinking and on fire.
Sinking
and there's a pirate battle.
Got it.
Lava smashed it in half. This is his first
move.
I love it.
You love it. You're like,
It's worth my life. I love getting into trouble.
It's worth your life.
It's worth my life.
Lava loves it.
Drug use as Molly? Yes. Drug use as diagnosed as
heavy
helmet.
No.
Helmet. Okay, so I am going to use my leopard skin cape to, I throw it around the lurching, the mortally wounded pirate who's heading over the edge. I grab him before he goes over the edge. I wrap him in the cape, keep his arms around him. I lay him down, and at the same time, I rip off the key.
You have to tell me your intent, and then you have to roll the
my
dice.
My intent is to...
Well, you just told me the intent, but now you have to roll the
roll
dice.
Okay,
dice
to see if it works. Dice.
Do I need the 20?
Well,
that's more than half.
Okay, so I think you succeed in getting to this guy before he goes over the edge. And you wrap him in his cape.
My cape.
Your cape. And you lay him down.
And it's a charmed cape.
It's a charmed cape.
Yeah,
that's important.
A leopard skin cape that has charm in it.
Okay.
And he starts telling me.
Okay, and you take the key off from around his neck, and in a moment of exuberance, you hold it up and say, "Yes!" And right then, an arrow comes and hits the key out of your hand, and now it's flying through the air.
Oh, Balin, save the key!
No. I have a good idea.
Without getting wet.
We're sinking.
Yeah.
I use my...
And the boat is sinking.
Can I do something?
No, because it has to go around and get back to you.
You could talk to her and tell her.
Do I have to say... Okay.
Give
her
some ideas.
The boat's sinking. My friends are about to die on the boat. And this key is...
In the air
on
the end of an arrow.
Can't you waterbend?
I can waterbend.
Well, it's... No, the arrow just hit it. Now it's just kind of spinning in through the air.
Well, guess what?
But of course, it's heading for the edge of the boat.
Okay, I'm
Moana-ing
this situation.
Explain. Baby, don't draw on the table.
I'm going
draw on the
to
middle.
Gently...
Middle of the paper, not the table.
Not the table. And I'm going to waterbend where the ship is and where the key is flying, and we're going to safely open the sea, a little Moses action.
Wow.
And
you're
going to
part the sea.
20.
Yeah.
And the boat's going to land, and the key is going to go...
Doink.
So your solution is to part the ocean and have the boat land softly catching the key. All right,
yes,
roll that dice.
I'm at D8 plus my intelligence.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
That sounds like a big...
D8? No. Everything's a 20 in this game.
D8!
Everything, we're just going to do a 20.
Plus, I get plus 2 on whatever roll this is.
Sure.
14.
That's... Parting the ocean.
Just where we are, we're just going to gently go, poof, and the boat's going to just land.
Okay.
Land.
Talita, in a moment of biblical...
No, not Talita.
I'm not Talita.
Balin, sorry. I can't stop saying it.
Okay, Dash.
Balin, in a moment of just biblical rapture, steps out on the bow of the ship and...
King of the world.
Parts the waters. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't calculate was that you guys are in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and now the boat is falling straight down.
I said gently.
And you rolled a 14.
To go.
So now the boat is falling,
through a cylindrical shaft of water. And the key and all the pirates are all falling
down. And everybody is now falling, and you're basically weightless falling. And now I think you have about... Your thing was crazy. You had to at least get...
That was
you rolled
crazy.
A 12.
I am waterbending, and we're...
And you parted the ocean, and
you
now you guys...
The water.
Now it's my turn.
Okay, now it's back to the,
I have
the
flying
sinker
so
himself.
Should I make
where's
the ship fly?
Right now?
So now you guys are in basically the same situation.
You want me to draw a picture of what's happening?
In free fall.
We're free falling through the center of the Atlantic
Ocean.
On a burning pirate ship.
To do with a mixed success.
I think a failure would be you tried to part the seas and nothing happened. I think with what you rolled, a 12, I get that you have things on
14.
There.
14. I rolled a 14.
You rolled a 12.
Yes,
and
I have plus 2. That's crap.
You
and you waterbended perfectly. There, but you were falling.
Unintended.
You rolled a 12, but you put a plus 2 on that. Oh. Okay, it's my turn.
All right, so now.
I don't know what you were expecting to have happen.
Do you want me to draw your picture?
You guys are now free
falling. We're falling through space with all these the burning pirate ships.
That's not
Toledo.
You better look at your magic card there and come up with something big. What do you got there, bud?
My guy's a crocodile, and crocodiles can swim in salt water. So I dive into the...
You dive through the wall of the shaft?
No, I jump out. I jump off the ship into the water.
And if you can get the key first, the door will open and we'll be back.
Yeah.
No, we don't need the key for the door. We need it for the treasure chest.
You guys are free falling, so there's nothing to jump off of.
You could jump off the ship and go through the wall of the shaft, right?
Can you go into the wall of water?
Lick it.
Yeah. I'm going to the
water. But now you're going to be way below the surface.
I'm going to be through the water.
I think you're trying.
Are you just trying to save yourself?
I'm trying to save the other people, but when the boat falls down, I'm gonna try and use strength and
The scene I'm picturing is that you guys were on a boat,
yeah,
and then Bolin removed all the water from below the boat, and the boat is now dropping. So I think you're just kind of everyone's falling together, and the key is still spinning there in space, and there's lots of pirates that look confused, and they might still be trying to fight, but everything is just kind of dropping. So do you have anything on you that you can use to reach out and grab the key?
You haven't noticed.
I use... So, can the key melt?
Probably. I don't know. It's made of metal.
You don't want to melt the key, dude.
I probably shouldn't use my fire whip.
Oh.
I use
it is a whip.
Oh.
I'm going to try and grab that key.
I use my fire whip in, slash it at the key and try to grab it and put it on my neck.
Cool, roll your dice. So he's gonna try and use his whip.
11.
I'm not really adhering to the pluses on this because it's just sort of like a
fireball that means.
At the pirate.
You know what?
And the grand
because it's almost bedtime, I'm gonna give you an advantage. Why don't you roll one more time? We'll take your best roll.
No, it was all right. 12 before.
So I think with this whipping action, you are able to connect with the key, and it wraps around, and as you pull it back, it kind of spins. It doesn't come back to you, but now it's only just out of arm's reach from Cielo. So it's right at your fingertips. You guys are falling, and it's right there.
All I have is a shovel left. Why did I get a shovel?
A shovel?
You can use a shovel to scoop up the key.
That could have been.
You may have found it in our cave.
You can use your shovel.
Yeah, don't have much swag there.
No, you don't have much swag.
You can use your shovel to pick up the key.
Because it's not too far from me. Can I use the shovel and then pull it towards me?
You catch
it
with the shovel. Dink!
Yeah, you
reach out and scoop it.
Dink, scoop it! Okay, Dr. Roll.
Yeah, roll for shovel.
Shovel catch.
7.
All right.
Bounces off the shovel.
You reach out trying to shovel it, and you hit
it.
And it goes kind of spinning over, and now it's just outside the reach of Rhaegar.
Just outside the reach of Ragnar. Okay.
Ragnar.
Well, Rogi, whatever, has a quiver of arrows on his back and a bow. Hmm. And so, thinking quickly, he grabs an arrow out of his case and reaches out and catches the key with it on the end of the arrow and pulls it back in while they're still falling.
Okay.
So, but then if it works.
Can I do more than that, or should I just...
Let's start there with the roll.
Roll, come on, get a big number. Over 15.
These loaded dice or what?
Oh! A
3.
Roll one more time. This is a good idea, so you have advantage. 16.
I catch the key, at least.
What was your next part of this?
The next part of this was that at the they were falling, counteract the water thing, knowing that we're going to crash, I used my charmed lizard.
Charmed lizard?
I have a charmed lizard.
Those are handy.
Charmed lizard. I didn't make that up. It's there. I used the charmed lizard. Pulling him out of my pouch, I stroke the lizard's head, show him the situation, give him a taste of the water, and say a magic command to get the water to slowly fill back up the shaft.
How does the lizard have magic?
It's charmed.
Oh, he's charmed.
It's a charmed lizard.
No, but I think that means the lizard, you can command the lizard. I don't think that
I command the lizard to make the water go back and fill the shaft up, so at least we're sinking in water and not falling through the air.
Roll your dice.
So if you use it, it just...
What am I going to do?
I don't think you've had many charmed lizards in your life.
I do.
So So first of all, even if you rolled a 20, this is still a lizard that you just have control over. It doesn't mean the lizard is magical.
Oh.
But okay, but here's the situation. You have the key at the end of your arrow.
But we gotta get
and you bring it in, and you grab it, and right when you do that, you see the door to the cabin open back up, and you see the room that you guys were previously in with the
cabin on the ship?
Yeah, is there. So you have the key, the door is open, but
we gotta run through it!
But you guys are all still falling.
Falling, how are you?
Kayla, save us.
Kayla.
What do you have?
I have flying potion.
Ooh.
I'm gonna totally Captain Hook this.
Spray everybody with it.
And suspend it into flying.
All we have to do is get through that door.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I need you to describe. I want the boat to just float in the air.
Boat. Mm-hmm. What is the fly? I thought the flying potion allows you to fly.
I think the flying
She's
going to
spill
allows...
it on the boat so it can fly.
Huh.
Yeah, like pixie dust.
Yeah.
It's dust.
She throws it on the boat.
I sprinkle. I have a
and
little
the boat
thing of
starts
gotcha.
Necklace.
I thought you were going to fly and try
so
and collect
gonna,
all
I'm
your cronies.
I'm going to have the boat fly.
The boat will fly.
Boat to fly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just pause. We can all fly in. I save the pirates. On their now flying
Yeah, so
ship.
the pirates are now on the ship, but we're going to run through the door after it stops falling.
I gave Nona a couple pins.
Let's have a good roll.
Yeah, Nona needed a few
things.
I didn't have much.
Four. Try again. We need like a better dice. We need that's why the.
Let me use the red.
No, you can't roll four. Yeah, use the red.
Oh, that's 16. I'm on her team.
Six.
Why don't
16.
All right, so.
We'll take the better one.
But Grampy rolled a 16.
But I'm on the team.
But it's her
roll.
What
if I do 4 plus 6?
10.
Sure. In any case, Hadley, don't draw on the table. In any case,
Do you need a new sheet?
Okay, here's what happens. Balin's magical flying potion works on... The ship has broken in two, so there's one piece of it that's separate from the one that you're on. When you put your pixie dust on this ship that's falling, the other piece goes rocketing past, and all the pirates and everyone that were there just go flying past
well,
you in oblivion. What?
Because you didn't roll
it was on
either.
My team.
No, you guys were on this back half because lava smashed
so
it and it
the
cracked.
Pirates.
Well,
hey,
yeah.
Good luck with the smash.
Okay, you guys come to a smashing stop, and so that's good. What's bad is that you guys start to notice that now this wall of water is starting to collapse back in on you guys.
Run to the door,
Hux. We gotta get through the door.
Well, I'm the only one that can really swim.
That is true.
Run to the door! Run to the door! I'm running to the door.
Okay.
I don't care.
We're gonna jump on his back.
We're all strong.
Jump
I'm strong
on my
too.
Back! Jump on my back!
So everybody jumps on Hux's back and he wriggles through the door real quick.
Okay. Roll your dice just for the heck of it. Ah, close
roll
enough.
Again?
You guys all make it through the damn door, and you're off the pirate ship. And as you go through the door, you look back, and you see that... Because remember, the door is looking through the hole of the pirate ship. So even though you're safe in this room, you see this thing getting enveloped by water. And all the pirates are in bubbles and floating, and you slowly and awkwardly close the door.
Unintended consequences of your water bending.
Whoops.
That was bad. That got us into trouble.
Dad,
so you guys are now back in the room.
So we're back in the room.
Use
Lisa,
the key.
I give you take the key from me and do something.
Okay, I'm going to take the key and I'm going to take it from Ragnar there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to open the chest.
Okay, so you guys go to the chest. You have the gold key. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even have to roll, does she? She's not doing an action other than opening the key.
Free action.
Just hope nothing evil happens.
Okay, so you go and you
I'm listening.
Open up this chest.
2 seconds, I gotta take this thing out. Okay, keep going, I'm listening.
She has to take out her bread. Okay, did you know all my friends are bread?
But I want us to go all through.
I don't think we're going to have enough time tonight to do that. We'll have to finish it.
That's
see what happens in the treasure chest.
I hope it's a boss battle. I like chaos. Did you know that?
I like chaos. Mm-hmm.
Lava loves chaos.
That kelp door was no bueno. You want to go beat up pirates. That got us in trouble.
I'm back. Okay, so what happened when I opened my
chest? So that's what he's trying to figure
out. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because my original story, I just kind of modified for the sake of time. You guys have solved the jungle puzzle. Yeah. You guys have basically...
escaped the kelp thing.
But you also got the key that was in the pirate ship.
Woohoo!
In my original conception of the pirate place, you were going to see this whole scene unfold... and the key was going to be sunk on the ship, and you're going to have to, in the future, dive down to the sunken ship and get the key.
Or wait till it all evaporates
you guys,
in
think,
the desert.
Yeah, but I think you guys got that. So now you open this chest.
Well, okay. I'm the one who should have done that because I'm a crocodile, and crocodiles can release salt out of the body.
Okay. So you open up the chest, and inside is a locket.
Lock it.
Yeah, it's a...
And
it's
I'm
a,
going to put it on.
Okay, yeah, Bolin puts it on.
Not Bolin, this is...
Yeah.
I'm Princess Ciela.
Ciela, I'm sorry. My female name memory is...
From the Czech Republic.
That's Yoda.
Stay away from
Yoda. Okay, so you got the locket on and don't have to say anything else. Do you have to do something else?
Well...
Can I show Dada your Yoda? Look at her Yoda.
That is great with the ears.
Aww. Yoda. That's awesome.
If evil happens, I'm bashing whatever they
So
hit.
You're wearing this locket, we're standing around
the
in the room?
She's wearing the locket, you're standing around in the room.
And that's all that's in the box?
Is a locket.
Okay, well, we better make sure we keep the locket. So we're good?
He has
so
a question. What is your question?
What is a locket?
A locket is a piece of jewelry that you can open up.
And there's something in it.
And there's
like
something in
necklace,
it.
Necklace.
Can we open it? Has anyone tried to open the locket?
Not yet.
No.
Try and open it.
Do we want to do that or do we want to check out the cactus?
Oh, let's open it first so we know what we're looking for.
So, can I open her locket?
Sure. Well, one of you open the damn locket.
All right, I'm opening the locket. All right,
you open the locket, and inside, it's fairly, you know, good colored photographs. And one is a picture of a cat that has, like, sort of industrial, like, steampunk-looking goggles. And he's all greasy. And he's a tomcat, male cat.
Love it.
And in the other panel is a border collie. Dog who's very beautiful and Victorian looking with bows in her hair and lipstick on. And so you've got this bizarre locket with the cat and the dog.
So sort of like American Gothic.
That's
okay, wait.
I fall in love with the cat.
He falls in love with it. Roll to fall in love.
Seven.
You're lukewarm.
I wanted to go with
But then you get distracted by Orky Num Nums.
Wait a minute. Can we just see what happens to the locket if we put it into the past or the future?
Oh.
Ooh, interesting.
If we put it like right underneath the arch and then move the.
Yep. Can we just experiment?
Yeah,
let's put that underneath.
So which way are you gonna go?
Let's go forward.
Okay, so you go forward, and you step through. And right before your eyes, I don't know how this would actually work in real life, but...
Kind of Harry Potter movement type of picturesque thing.
Yeah, so in the future, this locket now has that same male cat, but he is missing an eye with a big gour on his face, and he just looks grizzled and like he's been through some huge battle.
Cat fight.
And on the other side, there's nothing.
The dog is gone.
The dog is gone, missing from the locket.
Future's not a good thing.
I don't like the future in any of these.
Let's turn it back to the present before we go into the cactus.
Okay.
Yeah, present.
Okay, so it's back to the present.
I just yanked it.
So now the steampunk cat and the dog are back in the locket, and we go over to the door.
The cactus door.
And the thing is in the middle now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we look out. Do we know
what's...
This is our industrial Las Vegas looking place.
Oh.
Do we want to go through there now, or do we want to see what that's like? We don't know the future there yet, do we?
You guys were in the future with the locket. Do you want to peek through the door?
Yeah. Okay. We don't walk through it. We just want to peek through the cat.
Remember, this was a beautiful pastoral place in the past.
Yep.
It was this sort of industrial place.
It's really bad.
And now it looks like Baghdad in 94. Just
Mad Max.
Cratered.
Yeah, Mad Max. That's a good one.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
We don't want to go anywhere in the future. Jeez.
What are we trying to do? Just get away from the thing in a nice place or what? I don't know what our goal is.
I think if we go to the present.
Industrial Vegas, or do we go back to the...
I think if we go to Industrial Vegas...
No, I want to see what the cat and dog look present like.
That we are able to change. We have been able to make change. Like, the trees now look a little, just a tiny bit better.
Well, the forest is there.
The forest, yeah.
All right, so, let's go to Vegas.
So you guys hop online, and for $17, you get round-trip tickets to Vegas.
You step through the door into Industrial Vegas.
And then the door locks.
In this city. And it is, like I said...
We have the locket with us, though.
You have the locket with you. And it is steampunk, where everyone is kind of like industrial revolution. Everything is, you know,
rivets
and steam powered.
Yeah.
And you get the sense that there's some sort of an uprising that's just starting to happen, that there's all of this
revolution.
Conflict. And that's all I'll say. Everyone's kind of running around. There's people shouting in the streets. You're not really sure what's going on.
I want to just find someone and show them the picture of the locket. Have you seen this cat and dog?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Okay, so you stop the first person running on the street.
Probably yank.
Hey,
Princess,
who are these?
Uh-huh.
We're looking for these guys.
Probably not very graceful about it. I just take it. Like,
We're looking for these guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen this cat and dog?
And the person stops and everyone is anthropomorphized. So these are all like cat, dog, animal, goats,
and chickens, and crocodiles.
He's right at home. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you stop this kind of like, I don't know, badger looking guy and show him the locket. And he's like, of course. Yeah. That's Tom. He's the leader of the workers' uprising.
Tom?
And that's Priscilla.
Tom Cat.
She's the daughter of the industrial baron.
Oh, what?
Priscilla!
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, kind badger.
I
shake
heard,
his hand.
Good luck
I shake
here.
His
you
hand.
You shake his hand? All right, you shook his hand.
Give him some orky nuts.
I just want to
go and get a beverage at a casino
and just like if these people are and figure out what else is going on. I'm not sure why we're running around. What is our goal?
Trying to get out of what?
The broom is the best place to be.
You guys go and just have a and play a lot of games of backgammon in the room.
The ship was the best place to be.
The ship.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was a disaster.
As is the motif here, as soon as you guys went through this door, the door disappeared.
That Priscilla doesn't end up gone in the future.
Right. Yeah, but she's the daughter of the robber baron. Maybe that's a good thing she's gone. You got to be careful what you mess with.
Thanks, Ray Bradbury.
Oh, a lesson in not changing the past by Mr. I'm My Own Grandpa.
I glare at you.
All right, Lava glares at Bolin. Tolita gets really sleepy.
People are running around.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry.
So you guys all go and have a sandwich.
Go have a buffet.
You go to a buffet at one of the casinos.
I got a fish. I get a giant fish.
He eats a big fish.
Let's go to the Robber Baron's big casino and have a buffet.
Sounds good.
While we're at the Robber Baron's casino and having a buffet, we learn more from all these people that are talking about what's going on. And you have your little tiara of insight there.
No, I also can kiss somebody and heal the character.
Well, we don't have anybody hurt right now. Hang on to that.
She's just kissing everybody.
Why don't you use your tiara of insight and based on all the stories and stuff we're hearing about this revolution,
What if I use my insight to win big at the casino?
No, no, no. We need to find out what's going on.
Why don't you?
We need to know whether we should save Priscilla and Tom or what.
Until something happens.
We got to figure out what's going on. So you got to use your tiara after we're talking to all these people while we're eating.
Yeah.
They're telling us all this information, and you got to use your tiara of wisdom to assess what we're hearing and tell us. You are going to figure out what's going on and tell us whether we're in danger or what we need to do.
I rolled an 18.
Snow, let him tell what the people. Yeah, he'll tell us what kind of danger.
Roll a dice for your.
So you're putting
a tiara of wisdom.
Yes, you're listening to all this stuff. You're trying to figure out what is going on in this big city with all these crazy.
13.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Okay. You are able to just by listening and with your tiara of insight, you're able to piece together that there is a workers' uprising on this planet or wherever you are that is causing chaos. And the whole thing started because Tom, who is the leader of the workers, was in love with Priscilla. And then in a...
The daughter of the Baron.
And it sounds like when the Baron found out that this was happening, he... you know, attacked and mortally wounded Tom, or not mortally, but, you know, he broke it all off, and
it's
Tom
like Romeo and Juliet.
So now they're all rising up,
and yeah, that's pretty much the situation.
I want to see this.
Where's Priscilla now? Can we ask that?
Oh yeah, you kind of get the sense
Priscilla's
that she's being
held
by the Robert
Baron
people.
You want to face his dad?
I want to look face-to-face.
So do you go join the mob?
No.
Storming the Biff Tannen castle?
Well, no. I'm not walking, though. I give him, like, a bad look.
Okay, like, so whatever you guys are doing whatever you're doing, he somehow finds
his
way
into... Okay, so we need to kind of calm down this rebellion by possibly getting Priscilla and Tom back together. What do you guys think? Is that the way to go?
Can we do a little... much ado about nothing, and we fake her death.
Ooh, roll to fake Priscilla's death.
Fake the death for the father, and he is heartbroken, and she comes back.
Wow,
this is true Shakespeare going on here.
Yeah. Roll for
so
Shakespeare.
Many fake their death.
Hey Hattie, this is I love that you're drawing. There's lots of other stuff to draw on. This is
I'm rolling.
Mama's
don't you have a blank one?
We have a ton of blank ones.
Come on, Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. 15.
All right. 15. So Boleyn is able to, just using the resourcefulness of the things around her, she's able to fake the death of Priscilla. And I think you somehow convince these workers that this is the plot. So they all stage a funeral for Priscilla. And the dad comes out and...
My daughter!
Is industry really worth this?
Exactly.
Nay, I say. And he drops to the ground and begins to weep. And Lava goes and cheers him up. And what does Lava say?
I say, I entertain him again.
Lava starts doing some dances.
No. I do my ghost walk. I'm going like, dude, I'm dancing on my ghost walk. Because I have a ghost walk.
But his daughter just...
And he says, oh, comic crocodile, don't you realize the folly of our ways?
But then I say that she's not actually dead.
No, he has to make...
I'm doing it in code so he doesn't understand what
I'm
saying.
Okay, I will say, I have another life water that I don't actually have to use, but I will tell... The Baron.
I will bring your daughter back to life.
I will bring your daughter back to life if you allow her to love whoever she wants.
Oh.
And he says, anything magic foreigner.
Elven foreigner.
Roll for
Hairless
ruse.
Hairless foreigner.
Roll for the ruse.
20.
What is that?
Not anything big.
9.
Roll again. We gotta have to have something above 15 this whole night.
Come on.
Jeez.
These dice are
19!
There it is.
Yay!
Roll for bedtime. Okay, so Boleyn goes up to the body of Priscilla, mm-hmm. who is just faking because she's in on the plan.
Exactly.
And you pretend to pour the water and she wakes up.
And the whole crowd cheers.
The whole crowd just cheers.
She's in a funeral procession like Princess Amidala. And she just rises mm-hmm. up out of her creepy flower grave.
That was Star Wars, isn't it?
I know, right?
Sure. Wow.
And
see,
then
that's
the whole
cool.
crowd is like, hooray!
Hooray! And so with this act, the dad decides that his daughter can love whoever she wants, and now Tom is part of the family, and he becomes the most corrupt, awful... And he is able to make the Baron see the folly of oppression, and they have a big circle, and everyone hugs, and they roast marshmallows and sing Kumbaya.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And they are able to avert...
It is, and we just solved the last four.
Can this be, like, Back to the Future, and, like, this whole time Tom's picture was fading?
Yeah, and now he's okay.
Now he's back, and his eyes all healed up.
And so this place is now cheering, and they're tearing down big oil machines and putting up solar panels, and don't mind all the mines over here to make them. And the door opens up back to your triangle.
I help them with one machine by crushing it with my hand.
Okay, so the door opens back up. What do?
I spell mice.
Well, I do go inside the door, but before I do that, I help them with one machine by just crushing it with my hand.
So he smashes a machine. You guys walk through, and now when you walk through that door... The hoop is still in the middle of the room, but when you look through it, it's not the room on the other side. You actually see, like, a beach with blankets.
That's where we want to be, guys.
And there's Coronas.
We all go charging through the door.
They all go charging through the door. And when you get on the other side, there's a chair that's perfectly adjusted for each one of you. And there's a giant treasure chest that's full of gold and rubies and Coronas.
I just go like this. So I just pick it up and just jump it on everything.
No, you can go for a swim in the ocean, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as you're going through the door, you peek back
at the plant.
I want to see the plant.
The plant. And the plant is bearing this big, juicy fruit. And as Lava goes by, he plucks it and he takes a big bite. And he turns into a spider monkey.
Hey.
It's the most delicious fruit you have ever
tasted. We got into some bad jams in that one.
But it's... I do not. Lava does not turn into a spider monkey.
No, he does not.
Tux helped me add some things. I now have a death belt.
A death belt?
Fly power.
And I have high heels with reducing
poison darts.
Darts that come out of the bag.
Hey, I used my charmed lizard and my leopard skin cape.
Power shoot if I needed
and my arrow to grab the cape.
I decided I really didn't have enough things. I needed a few more.
So that's not bad. I came up with that plot in.
Like five minutes.
I had a whole nother door.
If you
it was going to be a square room, and there was going to be a volcano door.
Cool.
Where you have in the beginning just a quiet.
Okay, J.R. Tolkien.
Volcano.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
That somehow packing my bags
for the misty mountains.
So in the past, there's just going to be this like island with a big volcano that's burning.
Well, I don't actually die.
Nobody died.
Well, I don't get wounded from the volcano because basically in Lavaton, the ground just plain lava. Hmm. People just walk around and lava. Everything's crocodiles like
Kevin.
What are you doing?
Let's put a cap on this. Let's be done for
this. Everyone's crocodile and lava.
Go wash your hands.
You look so tired. Stop, Hadley.
Stop and listen, or else no stories.
Her hand is so... She's smearing it on her face. You gotta wash your hands off.
And where did you get that?
Oh, all those cards were made up?
Yeah.
Ryan made it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Caves and creatures.
What do you want?
I think your water's spilling, sweetie.
In her sleep. What? Where?
Who peed in her sleep? Maya?
I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so. Your water bottle's leaking.
Well, it could be your water bottle. Oh.
Where's the whip?
There's a little bit of water right there, but I don't know if that's my mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.